Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2021. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it started off at about 45 degrees this morning, and it got to a high of about 70 degrees, and it'll go to a low tonight of about 40 degrees. Yes, the wintertime weather is arriving in Las Vegas. The cold weather is here, and in the evening, the cold weather is arriving. So if you're coming to Vegas, make sure you wear a long sleeve shirt, make sure you wear your long coat, and make sure you wear your pants, your long pants, because it's getting cold at night, and the weather is cold. I'm telling you, it's very cold. I'm G Money, and I'm telling you from experience, I used to live out in the desert in Las Vegas, and during the wintertime, it gets cold. So now we're getting ready to go into the month of December. This is November 29th, 2021, and it's the end of the fall season, and now it's kicking in. The wintertime is getting ready to break loose in Las Vegas. So if you come to Vegas, make sure you prepare for the cold weather, because it's going to be cold outside. And make sure you're dressed inappropriately. You wear your mask, you wash your hands, and you make social distance your priority as you're walking around the Las Vegas casino and the strip. Because that way you don't catch anything and you won't take home anything that you didn't come with. So, that's G Money's weather report on November 29th, 2021. All right, let's talk sports. NFL sports. All right. Well, let's talk sports. Thursday night was the first game of week number 13. I think this is week 12. Number 13.
12.
Week number 12? Okay, week number 12. So, DJ, tell me who played on Thursday night and tell me who won the game. Oh, Thursday was Thanksgiving. So we have three games on Thursday. The Dallas Cowboys played the Las Vegas Raiders. And I know the Raiders won that game. What was the score of that game?
So that's game number two. The Las Vegas Raiders beat the Cowboys 36-33. And you bet on Cowboys, and it was Raiders.
Oh, well, I bet on Cowboys, and the Cowboys lost. All right, well, that's a loss for G-Money to start the week off. So what about the Buffalo Bills playing? Who did they play? Did they play Indianapolis? Or did they play Jacksonville? Who did they play?
Buffalo played the New Orleans Saints. Buffalo Bills beat the New Orleans Saints 31-6. You bet on Bills and over, and it was Bills but under.
All right. Well, that's my win for me. G-Money wins. So that's one win and one loss. Okay, and the third game that night was the Rams played. Who did the Rams play? They played a...
No.
Who did the Rams... Was
nope.
It the Rams that played? Or was it the Rams played on Sunday. Okay. Who played last Thursday night? It was...
So the first game... which we talked about, was the Bears and the Lions.
Oh, the Bears and the Lions. And the Bears won. Yep.
The Bears won 16-14.
16-14. Yes, and that's a win for G-Money. So I won two out of three games on Thanksgiving. Yes, I did.
You
did. I was two out of three. All right. So let's go to Sunday's game, and let's see how I did on the Sunday weekend pick. So game number one on Sunday, which is actually game number four on the week.
Right. So let's see. Game number four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Indianapolis Colts 38-31. You bet on Bucks and over, and it was Bucks and over.
All right, it's a win for G-Money. All right, I'm 3-1 going into the week, so let's see what else is happening on Sunday. 3-1.
Game number five, the Jets beat the Texans 21-14. You bet on Texans and under, and it was Jets and under.
Oh, no, the Jets won their first game this year, and they beat the Texans. Oh, come on, Texans. I thought you were on a winning streak. You won one game, and then you went back to losing again. All right. Okay, so I'm 3-2. That's two losses for G-Money. So 3-2. All right, game number six. That was an automatic win, too, actually. The Jets getting beat by the Houston Texans. Oh, the Texans, wow. The Texans losing to the Jets. Oh, no. I just thought about that. The Jets haven't won a game, and Houston won one, and then Houston lose to a sorrier team than them. Okay. So, I got three wins and two losses. So what's going on with the rest of the weekend, DJ Papa D?
Game number six, the Giants beat the Eagles 13-7. You bet on Eagles and under, and it was Giants and under.
Wow. I don't know. Those two teams are both pretty sorry. I just took their pick to see which one was going to win, but it looks like the Giants are a better team than the Philadelphia Eagles, so I'll have to remember that for the rest of the season. that the Eagles aren't very good and the Giants are playing real good football right now. All right, well, that's another loss for G-Money, so I'm 3-3 now. Okay. So what else is going on week number 12? Game number 7.
Game number 7, the Dolphins beat the Panthers 33-10. You bet on Panthers and under, and it was Dolphins and over.
What was the score?
33-10.
33-10. Oh, that's 33 points. And what was the total points for that game? Not that it matters, but...
42.
42. So, yeah, they were over. Okay. I can't believe it. Come on, Panthers. You guys getting a good game, and then you lose. And I should have picked Miami because I thought they were a better team, but I guess the Panthers are sorrier than I thought. Okay. Well, that's another loss for G-Money, so I'm 3-4 going into the rest of week 12. Okay, let's go to game number 8.
Game number 8, the Patriots beat the Titans 36-13. You bet on Titans and over, and it was Patriots and over.
Yeah. The New England Patriots actually are playing good football. I should really anticipate them winning some games now. And the Titans, I don't know what their problem was. How can they let New England beat them? But they played pretty good that day. They just didn't win. All right. Well, the Titans are still in first place in their division. And now the New England Patriots are in first place in their division. So it looks like, I don't know, it looks like the New England Patriots may actually make it to the playoffs. And they can qualify for the Super Bowl, even if they don't have Tom Brady. How about that one? Okay, so that's another loss for G-Money. I'm 3-5. Ooh-wee, going downhill fast. All right, game number 9.
Game number 9, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 41-10. You bet on Bengals and over, and it was Bengals and over.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. G-Money wins again. I had a lot of faith in the Bengals. They're playing really good, and they're the head of their division. So they're winning. So that's good. They're going to qualify for the playoffs. We'll see how they do when the playoffs come around. All right. So that's 4-5. 4 wins, 5 losses. Okay. Game number 10. Hello, game number 10. Where are you, DJ? Are you lost?
The Atlanta Falcons beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 21-14. You bet on Jaguars and under, and it was Falcons and under.
Oh, man, every time I bet against Atlanta, they win. And when I bet for them, they lose. I don't understand that. Man, I can't get Atlanta's game plan together. Jacksonville, you guys are just sorry. I give up on you, Jacksonville. All right, that's another loss for G-Money. So I'm 3-6 going into week 12. Oh, my God. That's 9 games. Okay, game number 10. Hello, DJ. What's going on?
So you are 4-6. That was game number 10. You have 4 wins and 6 losses. Game number 11, the Denver Broncos beat the L.A. Chargers 28-13. You bet on Chargers and over, and it was Broncos and under.
Wow. I really like my Broncos. They're a good team, but they're playing wishy-washy too. Some weeks they play good, some weeks they don't. I don't understand it, and I don't understand the Chargers. They got a real good team, and they play good some weeks, and some weeks they play bad. I don't know. I can't trust them. So my Denver Broncos, I understand, are in first place in their division, and I thought the Chargers were going to be around first place too, but it looks like they've lost too many games. So that's a loss for G Money. Okay. So I'm 4-7 now. Oh, that's bad, real bad. Come on, G Money, get to 500. I need 3 wins now.
Game number 12, the Green Bay Packers beat the Rams 36-28. You bet on Rams and over, and it was Packers and over.
Yeah, that was a good game, though. I enjoyed that one. That was really good. Rams played real good, even though they had some penalties, but Aaron Rodgers had a lot of interceptions, and they still won the game. So it was amazing. All right, well, that's a loss for G Money. I always think the Green Bay Packers are playing decent football. I just wanted the Rams to win because it's the Rams' turn to make it to the playoffs. So now we got to wait and see what happens at the end of the season. So the Rams were in first place in their division. Now I think they've moved to third place. But Green Bay's still in number one position in the North. So go ahead, Green Bay. So that's a loss for G Money, though. I'm 4-8 now. All right, let's go. I got to get 2 wins out of these last 2 games.
Game number 13, San Francisco 49ers beat the Minnesota Vikings 34-26. You bet on Vikings and under, and it was 49ers and over.
I can't believe it. The 49ers actually played a decent football game. They lost 4 in a row, and they finally come back and beat a team that's on a 3-game winning streak, and they lose. I can't believe it. Minnesota Vikings, I don't know what to say about you guys, but obviously you're not trying to go to the playoffs. The 49ers are still trying to stay in it, but they got to win a few more games to qualify for the playoffs. Oh, well. So that's another loss for G Money. I got no faith in the 49ers at all. I tried to have some faith in the Vikings, but they wouldn't let me have no faith. So, all right. So I'm 4-8 now. Okay.
4-9.
That's still 4-9. Oh, that's even worse. 4-9. All right. So that's 13 games. So let's see. We got 2 more games left.
Yep.
13.
Game number 14.
15.
Game number 14, the Ravens beat the Browns 16-10. You bet on Browns and over, and it was Ravens and under.
It's all right. I like Baltimore. They played good. And the Ravens and the Browns played good. So I'm not upset. It was a close game. They played too tough. 2 teams played good football. So that was all right. I want Cleveland to win, because I want them to go to the playoffs. But Baltimore's in first place in their division, so Cleveland has got to win a couple more games so it can qualify for the playoffs. So go, Cleveland, go. Come on, buddy. All right, so That's a loss for G Money. So that's 4-10 now. Wow.
4-10.
For too many losses. Too many. Okay. So game number, what's that, 15.
Game number 15 is tonight. It's the Seattle Seahawks playing the Washington football team in Washington. And they're giving the Seahawks 1 point, total points 46.5. You bet on Washington and under.
Yeah, it's going to be a low-scoring game, I'm sure. So I'm thinking Washington's going to win. Okay, so if I win, I'll be 5-10. Oh, that's still awful standings for a week's worth. 4 wins and 2 losses. Oh, my God. And I started off 2-1 on Thanksgiving. And then after that, it was just downhill. Oh, my goodness. I'm G Money. And I couldn't win to save my life. All right. Well, that's it for G Money Sports Report for November 24th, Monday, 2021. All right, DJ, it's time for a commercial break. Let me lick my wound and get ready for some good music and some good comedy. We'll be back in a minute with more of the show in a minute.
I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me, and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up. And he came back, and he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch your boots. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office, and remember, the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I asked the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. 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 But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna wait no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you.
There was a man speeding on the highway, and the highway patrol officer saw the man speeding by, and he said, "Oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway." So he took off in pursuit of the driver, and he thought to himself, "I'm going to stop this man, and I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he has a good excuse, I'm going to let him go." So when he caught up with the man, he said, "Sir, can you tell me why you were speeding?" And the man said, "Well, I saw the highway patrol car, and it reminded me that my wife had run off with the highway patrol officer. So when I saw the red lights come on in my rearview mirror, I knew that you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back." We'll be right back.
we have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story. I recorded this for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as you listen to a real interesting story that happened in my lifetime. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
German, and I was working on my first game, and I looked like I had a pretty good start. I was definitely going to shoot a 200, which would have been good for me because it would have looked good to my teammates that knew that they had gotten a good bowler. So my leadoff man was shooting the eighth frame or the ninth frame. He was shooting his ninth frame, and he had gotten a strike in the eighth. So when he rolled in the ninth, he got a split. But it was a baby split, so it wasn't one that he couldn't pick up. I knew he could roll the ball and go between the two pins and pick up the split, and that's what he did. He rolled the ball perfectly, and it went between the two pins, and it knocked both of them down. So he got a spare in the ninth frame, and then the other guy, the second man, got up. And he rolled the ball, and it hit the pocket. Boom! And he got a strike. And I was like, all right, good job. So it was my turn now. And I was up, and I lined up my feet on the spots and put my hands facing the pins. And I went to roll the ball. I took my three-step delivery and rolled the ball, and it was going straight, and I slid down the lanes, and I was like, yeah, pow! And it hit the pocket, and it left me a 10-pin again. That 10-pin was looking at me in the face, and I couldn't believe it, because that would have been three in a row for me. And the 10-pin stood up and looked at me in the face and didn't fall. And I was disappointed. I was like, oh, man, come on. What's going on with these lanes? So I got my ball back, and I lined up my shot, and I rolled it down, and the ball ran right by the 10-pin. It just rocked when it got to the 10-pin, so I left the 10-pin standing. And I was humiliated, but I was hot. And I walked back to the back of the bowling alley, and I slapped the bowling balls in the bowling alley, and I kicked the table. I just acted a big baby. I was just so pissed off. Because my 200 game, I was down to like 198. Getting ready to shoot the 10th frame, and I was just furious. So my leadoff bowler got up, and he took his time and rolled the ball down, and he got 6 pins, which was good. It was an easy spare, and he picked up the spare, and then he rolled the ball, and he got a strike in the 10th frame. And I was like, okay, a spare and a strike, that's 20 to add to what you got. And he was sitting on about 170. And I said, well, that's a pretty good game. So then my second bowler got up, and he took his time. He put his feet together, and he lined up his shot, and he took his four-step delivery and delivered the ball, and he said, boom! And he stuck a 7-pin. Oh, I couldn't believe it. That 7-pin just stood there looking at him. Everything else shook up, and the 7-pin just stood there. And I was like, oh, come on. What's going on here? So he took his time. He rolled the ball down there, and he picked up the 7-pin. So he was working on 190 plus whatever he gets on this first ball. And he rolled it down there, and he picked up the 7-pin. So he was okay. He had one more shot. And he rolled, and he got 8 pins. Oh, I thought he was going to get a strike, but he only got 8 pins. So he ended up bowling a 198 Well, which was a good game, but he still should have had a 200. But he had a 198 game. So now it's my turn, and I go up to the lane, and I pick my ball up, and I slap my holes on the ball a couple of times, and then I rub my ball around my hands a couple of times, and then I put my fingers in the hole, and I'm ready to roll now. And I line up my feet on the lanes, and I line up my shot, and I'm thinking, okay, this got to be a strike, because I need a strike to cinch my 200 game. And I rolled the ball, and I slid across the floor, and it said, pow! And I got a strike, and I was like slapping myself five, going, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I went back and slapped my partner's five, and I'm like, yeah, this is the game. All right. So that was my first shot in the 10th frame. So I got my ball. I picked it up again, and I rolled. I got ready to roll. I took my four-step delivery and rolled the ball, and I watched it break to the hole. Pow! Oh, it was beautiful. Strike. And I said, oh, yeah, well, that's my 200. Now I'm working on 220. So now I got to get at least 8 pins to get a 220. If not, I'm going to end up with a 216. So I'm like, okay. And I get my bowling ball, and I line up my mark on the alley. And I'm thinking about the ball, and I'm like, okay, we're going to have a good ball this time. We're going to go with two strikes. So I'm going to hit the pocket this time. And I get up, and I take my four-step delivery, and I reach out, and I'm posing with my arms straight out and my leg kicked back, and I'm sliding across the lane, and I hit the pocket, pow, and I get 10. Oh, yeah, and I'm like, I see that 10-pin shaking, but he fell. And I saw that 7-pin shaking, and he fell, and I knew that was my 200 game. That was 224 for the house. And I told the guys, I said, yeah, man, that was a good game. And we ended up having the high score for the bowling alley for that first game. And I was happy about that. And everybody was happy. I was on their team. And I was really happy that I bowled really well.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's Storytime with GMoney.com.
this is Gee Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I like to have a lot of women around. Well, it's Las Vegas and everybody around the world. I mean, everybody around the world, coast to coast, east side to the west side. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show. We're broadcasting on 7 continents. That's right. I'm broadcasting on every continent so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activity I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I have a short story to share with you. There was a man that was in a bar, and he was drinking, and he was getting drunk. And he was drinking, and the bartender came to him and told him he had to get up and leave the bar because he was drunk. And so the man got up and stumbled out the door and stumbled across the sidewalk and was walking down the street. And then it started raining, and he was walking in the rain, and he was walking down the street, and he really didn't know where he was going because he was drunk. So he was just walking, and he turned the corner, and he ended up walking into a graveyard. He walked into a cemetery, and he was walking in the cemetery, and he walked over to an open grave. And he tripped and fell in the grave. So he was laying in the grave, and he was talking about, oh, help me, help me. I'm so cold. Help me. Somebody help me get out of this cold. I'm so cold. I'm so wet, and I'm so cold. And he was hollering for help. And he was hoping somebody would hear him and ask him and come and help him. And he was like, but I'm so cold. I'm so cold and I'm so wet. Help me get out of this hole. And somebody else walked down the street. They heard him hollering for help. And he walked into the graveyard, walked into the cemetery, and walked around and was listening to the man holler. And then he ended up in the grave site, where the man was hollering, and the man was like, oh, I'm so cold. Help me get out of the grave. Help me out of this hole. I'm so cold. I'm so wet, and I'm so cold. And the man told him, he said, you wouldn't be cold if you hadn't kicked all your dirt off. Hey, G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members. It's $50 Monday. We're going to give away $50 to a person that can identify the name of this movie, because this is Movie Monday. So DJ Papa D, my studio engineer, is going to play a song. He's going to play a clip from a song, and we're going to give you 5 minutes to call into the station to identify the song. So you have 5 minutes to call in and identify the song. So DJ Papa D, play a clip from the song that we want the audience to identify. All right. Now, actually, we're supposed to be identifying a movie. Is that a clip from the movie, DJ, or do we do a song? Is that backwards? Does that sound like a song I know? So I just want to know if we're still identifying a movie. Is that a movie theme to a movie?
Yeah, sorry, I messed up. Here's the movie clip.
Okay.
I know there's no such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such a person as Dracula. But does Dracula know it?
All right, that's the clip from today's movie. We had a mix-up because he played a song, and I'm like, hey, I know that song. But we're not trying to identify a song. We're trying to identify a movie today. So, DJ Papa D, we gave the audience 5 minutes to call into the radio station and identify the name of that clip for the movie. And I'm going to look for caller number, let's go with number 14. Caller number 14. So, we got 5 minutes, and we're looking for caller 14 to call into the radio station and tell us the name of the movie that we just heard the clip from. So DJ Papa D, play the clip one more time so the audience can get a good listen for the name of the, so they can identify the name of the movie. And we're looking for caller 14.
I know there's no such a person as Dracula.
Okay, the clip again. I'm sorry, I was talking. Play the clip.
I know there's
more
no
time.
Such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such.
All right. Well, that's the clip. So you got 5 minutes to call in to be caller number 14.
That's not the clip. That's not the clip. I stopped it because you were talking. So let me play the clip now, okay? So stop talking,
okay,
and I'll play the clip.
I know there's no such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such a person as Dracula. But does Dracula know it?
Okay, well, that's the clip from the movie. So you got 5 minutes to call into the studio, and I'm looking for caller number 14. So you got to call in and be the 14th caller to win the $50 cash prize. This is $50 giveaway Monday on G-Money's radio show. So you got 5 minutes to call in and tell us the name of that movie that you heard the clip from. And in the meantime, DJ Papa D, play one of my songs for the listening audience while we're waiting for the 14th caller to call into the radio station to identify the name of that movie. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I know there's no such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such a person as Dracula.
But does Dracula know it?
You know, I told you the other day about Gregoryville. We call it the desert. You go inside the tree, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right, that's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G-Money is. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. Because it was in the middle of nowhere. And people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store across 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool, but they wouldn't even know that camping tent was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees, and that's what we call Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people were in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville was like a homeless camp because G-Money was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out on his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G-Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had 6 security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring soap. In order to be accepted into Gregoryville, you had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yeah, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
I know there's no such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such a person as Dracula.
But does Dracula know it?
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coins. For your net worth and pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Now, it's $50 Monday for the cash giveaway, and I'm looking for caller 14. Let me see here. I see caller 12. I see caller 13. Oh, that's where it stopped. It stopped at 13. They had to go all the way to 14 to win the money, but they stopped at 13. I didn't get a 14th caller. So nobody wins the money today. They got to wait until tomorrow till we do $50 Tuesday on Tuesday at 3 o'clock on my 3 o'clock show. I'm telling you, people, you got to call through the number. You got to call all the way to 14 if today is the 14th caller, tomorrow it may be the 17th caller. You got to call all the way to caller 17. Oh, I'm tired of telling you that, people. You can't win the money if you don't get to the number of the caller. So I'm putting the money away till tomorrow, and we'll pull it out on the $50 Tuesday cash giveaway contest. So, DJ Papa D, the clock on the wall, I guess, says it's small. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. So,
I know there's no such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such a person as Dracula.
But does Dracula know it?
All right. So, DJ Papa D, what's the name of that movie and what year and who stars in that movie?
The name of the movie is Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, and it was made in 1948.
Oh, 1948, Abbott and Costello, I remember them. And it was 1948, and what was the name of the movie?
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh, Abbott and Costello Meets Frankenstein. Ha-ha! 1948. All right.
Right.
That's Abbott and Costello Meets Frankenstein. All right. If you ever seen Abbott and Costello, they're funny comedians. Oh, yeah, they're real funny. All right. So, that's the movie for today. We can get a winner for that movie. I got somebody paging me, calling me on the line. Don't they know I'm on the radio right now? They need to wait a minute and let me get off the radio so they can talk to me. Oh, I got people that just got to holler at G-Money. So, DJ Papa G, do we have any birthday wishes? Let me wish my friends and my fans happy birthday today before I get off the air. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthday wishes?
Yes, you do. There are four birthdays today. Let's see if I can find them.
Oh. All right. We got birthdays today on November 29th, 2021. So let me see how many people are born at the end of the month of November. And they should be Sagittarians now, because I think the Scorpios have left the building. I think Scorpio stopped it like November 23rd or something. So now it's Sagittarius time. And I'm a Sag, y'all. My birthday is this month coming up, December 20th. So get your gifts ready. Get your money ready. Send me some crypto. I want some money, people. All righty then. Okay. So do we have any birthdays today, DJ Papa D?
Yes, we do. We have four birthdays today. November 29th, 2021, J. Nicole Jones has a birthday today. J. Nicole Jones is a Zeta. Happy birthday,
right.
J. Nicole.
Z5B, my sister. All right, go ahead.
Next up is Terrell Alexander. And looks like Terrell Alexander is a Sigma.
All right, go my frat. That's right, that's my brother. Yeah, go my frat, go my.
Next up is Joanne Walker. And let's see. I don't see any signs of Greekness.
No,
I do. I see pink and green lipstick.
Hey,
so you know what she is.
We got an AKA, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Happy birthday, AKA. All right. And the fourth person.
Next up is Monica Pete. And Monica is a Sigma Gamma Rho.
All right. SG Rho. She got a Sigma over her heart. Sigma Gamma Rho. All right. So all of my Greeks and my friends and my fans that are born on today, November 29th, 2021, I'm going to wish you a happy birthday. Because today is your special day. And may you get all the goodness that God can bring your way. Because I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Greek. Happy birthday, my sister and my fraternity brother and the other Greeks that we holler at. It's your birthday. So hopefully you'll have a happy and a blessed day today. And may you have many, many more. Happy birthday to you. And it's only four of you born on this day. So that's real special. That means you don't have to share this birth date with only four people. That's it. So that sounds good. All right. Well, to everybody, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey, and you act like one, too. All right. Happy birthday to everybody.
D-Money.
On today's day. Yes, DJ, what's up?
We have some more birthdays.
Oh, we found some more birthdays. I got some more fans and some more friends with some birthdays. All right, that sounds good.
Yep.
Who we got?
From your fan club, Anthony L. Carter Sr. is 58 years old today. And Anthony L. Carter Sr. is a Kappa Alpha Psi.
A new Kappa Alpha Psi. My new plot. Cracked so nice, they had to name it twice. Okay, happy birthday, dude. 68 years old. Yeah, that's all right.
Yep, next up is Martin D. Scott. Martin turns 71 years old today, and Martin is also a newt.
All right, Martin, 71, and he's a newt. Kappa Alpha Psi, fine new plot. Plot's so nice, they had to name him twice. All right. With their pink and green. Oh, my bad. Pink and white. That was really crimson and cream for the people that don't know the true colors. It's cream, crimson and cream. Kappa Alpha Psi.
Next up is Felisa Brown. And Felisa is Zeta.
Hey, Felisa. Felisa Brown, Z5B, that's my sister, Goldmine Star. You don't know what that means, but anyway, good job, sister. Happy birthday to you. May you have many, many, many more.
Next up is Anisha Smith. And Anisha Smith. Yeah, I don't see any colors on her, so.
All right. Happy birthday, Anisha. Anisha Smith. Yeah, just another Smith in the wall. is another brick in the wall. Yeah. All right, Anisha.
Next up is, did I already say Debbie Williams?
No.
Debbie Williams has a birthday today. Our old neighbor from the old hood.
Oh, my friend Debbie. What's up, Deborah? Hey, happy birthday, girl. Tell your mom I said hi. And, well, your brother has gone on to another life, and your daddy has passed on. So, happy birthday to you, and the best wishes to your mama, Mrs. Williams. All right. Anybody else?
Oh, yeah. We got a couple more.
All right.
Next up is Christian Jose Williams, and I don't know if he's Greek, but he's definitely a Christian, looking at his Facebook page.
All right. Christian Williams, happy birthday, man. Happy birthday to you today. It's your special day. All right. Anybody else?
Yep. Next up is Jason Prather. Jason is a Q.
Percy Wright has a birthday today.
Percy is a man.
Okay, because I know a girl named Percy. So, Percy Williams or Percy Wright. Happy birthday, Percy Wright. Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday. Many more.
Two more left. What is this lady's name?
I don't know.
Love Key. That didn't sound like a real name, but Love Key.
Love Key?
Is her name. Her first name is Love. Her last name is Key.
Oh, okay. Well, the lady with the strange name. Love. I know some love.
I'm looking at it. Her name is actually Key Love. Key is the first name. Love is the last name.
Key Love. All right. Key Love. That's a little better. Although I know some love. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. To the Love family. Happy birthday,
and
Love.
And she's a Zeta.
And she's a Z5B Zeta in the house all day long, all day strong. Z5. In the diamond blue and royal blue and diamond white. That's how they roll. All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody.
And
happy birthday.
Last but not least, David Bryant is 62 years old today.
David Bryant. All right, David. Hey, I think I know that guy.
Yeah. He's not Greek, but he went to Verbum Dei, and he's from Compton.
Oh, he went to Verbum Dei. He's from Compton in the house all day long. All right, David Bryant, happy birthday, man. Representing for the V, the Verbum Dei. Hi. That was our rival school when I was in high school. They were the basketball champions of the South Bay. All right. Well, happy birthday to my birthday people. Happy birthday to everybody. and many, many more. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, y'all. Happy birthday to everybody that's born on November 29th, 2021. All right, MG Money, thank you, DJ Papa D, for being help, for being my studio engineer. And Scott, thank you, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. G, money. Pimp crazy. Playboy pretty. Hey, I'm so pretty I can kiss myself. So God loves you and I love you too. Be careful. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Maintain your social distancing. And make sure you get your vaccination shot. Because they got a new virus that's out. Man. I don't know what to say about these new invasions of these new viruses coming from all over the world. I don't know why they don't just kill all of those viruses and stop letting them spread. That's ridiculous. Coming in from Africa, I guess they wanted to blame Africa for something. So I guess they can now. We blame China, so now we can blame Africa. All right, well, I'm G-Money, and I'm out of here. DJ Papa D, play our church song, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Diamond on my neck now.
Forever.
Now we're looking like never.
Now we're looking like never.
You should.
talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us
as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I said, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Suspicious. Someone just robbed the bank. Batman has a little dick. Yeah, well, the only hoes G-Money the Pimp Comic is pimping are the ones who live with him at the old folks' home. G-Money, you're so black, your mama had to leave the light on at night so she could find you. G-Money, you think smoking crack is normal. G-Money is the only person who puts an outhouse on the back of his wheelchair. G-Money's dick is so small. G-Money is so stupid, he thought the Asian race was how they determine the leader of China. G-Money was born with two heads, but only half a brain. It's a good thing G-Money is blind, so he can't see how ugly he is. G-Money is so stupid, he dropped out of kindergarten. G-Money got his fashion sense from watching the Fat Albert show. G-Money is so stupid, he thinks chunky monkey ice cream is made out of actual monkeys. G-Money's jokes are so old, he stole them from Moses. What? This is ridiculous. G-Money is an idiot. Okay, you win. I'm wasting my time here. I have to go. I have crime to fight. G-Money is a fool.
Make sure that you get on. Cause bullets ain't got no name.
Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga. Make sure that you get on. Cause bullets.